牧師何牧師在我們當中證道，因為是蔡牧師去了西南環浸信會有講道的時間，我們在這個時候將時間交給何牧師。
各位早晨，你知道今天是特別是祖父母日，你知道嗎？我們教會特別有一個大 lunch 啦，給各位，我們很久沒有吃 lunch 了。咁啊，今日咧就特別，因為我哋話唔能夠襯得到個廚房整好先得，我哋一定要。我咧就係、是、我嚟嗰陣時咧，八年咧差不多，我得一個孫女，而家我有五個，咁啊，突然間我做父母啊，好緊要啊！
做
嘢
做工，
我啊又做嘢啊，又做工添，咁啊，好感謝主。今天呢，我在羅馬呢書呢，就是在英語那裡呢就講了哇60次了，已經差不多年半了、但是呢，這個呢就特別我想很重要的，我現在用英文了。 The Kingdom of God in Church Relationships，
我們講到神的國土和教會當中的關係。
Now if you don't know Romans， I'm going to recap it a little bit for you。
如果當中係對羅馬書唔認識嘅，牧師同你做個簡介。
It's a really good book for you to really study. It's useful for evangelism and it's useful for church growth.
喺本書好適合係愛嚟講宣教同埋講教會嘅關係。
It begins in the first couple of chapters speaking on some really tough things.
頭嗰兩章講到一啲比較困難嘅題目。
It speaks about sin.
講到罪。
Now you know if you follow at all the news, today there's no such thing as sin.
如果大家有留意我哋而家嘅新聞嘅話，我哋講到嘅係現今世界唔覺得乜嘢係罪。
The only person that's considered a sinner is at best a child abuser。
我哋好多時候講到世界上面所認為嘅罪人就係一個虐待小朋友嘅人。
You know what happened around the nation? You hear news like somebody that shot somebody, killed somebody. Oh no, no, he's not guilty。
又或者你聽到話當中人去開槍殺人。
How many people have been arrested, released, arrested, released, arrested, released again and again, right? And I have to say, I saw a video yesterday of something that happened in the Bahamas, you know where the big hurricane was, right?
牧師喺琴日睇到一個短片，係講到喺巴哈馬群島，因為有一個颶風經過。
And the reporter was interviewing somebody who said, "Yes, I went and I stole from the stores. I stole this, I stole this, and I stole this."
有一個記者就訪問呢個人，佢話：係啊，我係去邊間鋪頭去偷啲乜嘢乜嘢乜嘢。
And her reason is, I needed them.
佢嘅原因就係話：我需要呢啲嘅物品。
I have to say, as I'm listening to her, I almost agreed with her because she needed them, right?
牧師聽到嘅時候，佢差唔多去同意佢，因為佢真係需要呢啲嘅物品。
But I thought, wait a minute. Just because you need them, still doesn't mean that it's right to steal.
雖然你係好需要呢啲嘅物品，但係唔等於你去偷嘢係啱。
But in our society today, what can you call sin?
但喺我哋嘅現今世界裏面，究竟乜嘢係作罪
？If you say somebody is sinning, you know what they say to you right away?
如果你話呢個人喺度犯緊罪嘅時候，佢會同你點樣講
？Especially if you're a white person, you're not a white person, but if you're a white person, you know what they say, right?
如果你係一個白人嘅話
，You're racist.
你係一個係有種族歧視嘅。
You're a racist.
你個種族歧視。
You tell me I'm doing something wrong, you must be a racist.
如果你話我做錯嘢，你就係一個種族歧視嘅人。
So today, there's no such thing as sin.In fact, we have a lot of prisons that are releasing criminals. And you know the reason why? It's because, well, it's too crowded. And some of these criminals murder some people, commit more crimes. So when you go to Romans and you talk about sin, you're not going to be welcome.You're not going to be well liked. See, the people today don't care about sin unless it's done against them. If someone robs me, if someone hits me, if someone does something bad to me, that's the only time it matters. But that's not how the Bible is. The Bible calls sin. You know what he calls sin? The Bible says suppression of truth. As long as you twist the truth, as long as you don't listen to the truth or follow it, you are sinning. But our world, you know what it does? It says, what is truth? In English, there's a phrase they use now, it's called my truth. I'm not sure who started it. I think maybe Oprah Winfrey or somebody, but now it's a big deal. My truth. My truth means whatever I feel like is true, that's true. There is no objective truth out there. All truths need to be interpreted by me. And if you're from a poor country, or you're from a black country, you're from a Spanish country, you interpret truth that way. And so, Chinese people, we interpret truth our way. Can you imagine that? How then could you possibly know truth? But the Bible says, no, sin is sin. And not only that, the Bible says, people know it's sin. But they continue to sin. More than that, they teach others to sin. And then in Romans it says, because of that, the wrath of God is upon you. Now that sounds scary, the wrath of God. Think about all the terrible things that are happening in our world today. These are consequences of the wrath of God. Even in a great country like ours in the United States, we are talking about 3,000 babies that are murdered every single day. We talk about in the tens of thousands of people that are dying from opioids. We're talking about families that are broken apart all over. I'm not sure about the Chinese community, probably better in the white community, but did you know that in the black community, 78% of the families are single mothers? 78%.
可能在中國人的社會或者白人社會裡面略為好一點， 但在黑人的家庭裡面，78%的家庭是由單親媽媽組成的。
So I know our economy today is very good, you know, it's doing real well this year.
我們今年的經濟是非常之好。
If everything was dependent on how good the economy is, then what are we talking about?
如果我們的好是根據於我們的經濟的狀況的話，
The wrath of God.
但是神的憤怒。
Think about politicians even talking about sin.
You
know, recently there was a shooting in Midland, Texas, right? And there was a baby, well, it's not a baby, a toddler, 17-month-old, and she was hit. She wasn't killed, but she was hurt. And so I remember in Facebook, you know, people writing things, and one person, the congressman from my, actually in Queens, crazy thing, she said, well, you know, so terrible, we gotta, you know, we gotta care about this, we gotta stop guns and stuff, right? And then one of the person in our church, I was really proud of him, he responded by writing, say, you know what? 17 months earlier, you wouldn't care about this girl at all if she was killed. You know the craziness in our country where some states, literally a baby that's born can be killed, and it's okay. How that is even thinkable is unbelievable. And then, of course, we have another politician when asked, how many gender are there? And he responded, at least three. That's the world we live in, okay? And so the consequences is the wrath of God upon it. How do you solve this problem? Well, God tells us there is something. You need to have the righteousness of God. This world is crazy. It's all over the place. We've got all kinds of religions trying to bring the righteousness of God upon them. Some of you might have relatives that are Buddhists.
And
you might have gone to Buddhist funerals. I used to always go to funerals. Back in New York, you know, it was one of these things. Chinese pastors, they won't go to Buddhist funerals. I understand that, but I work with mostly young people for a long, long time. And their parents would die, they pass away. And I would go to their funerals. And they're always Buddhist funerals. Because they're always just Buddhists, right? They weren't Christians yet. And the kind of things they do in a Buddhist funeral, you would know, wow, if you think this is going to bring you to heaven, boy, you got it wrong. You're probably very familiar with some of the funerals, Buddhist funerals, but one of the things they do is they have a big pot in the middle. You know that, right? And there's smoke coming out of it, and they're burning money. Because you know that they believe their relatives are somewhere, and they always need money. You need money here, you need money there, right? Oh, so instead of Western Union, you get it there by burning it. Now, I always tell people, you know, especially white people that don't know Chinese culture, I say Chinese people are really superstitious, but they're not stupid. They don't burn real money. This money is, you know, paper money, fake. You buy that stuff. And I do believe that, at least the ones I've seen, on those paper money, it says from the Bank of Hell. So the rationale, I think Chinese people are so smart, but I don't know how they think that way, that they can think that paper fake money being burned will get to their relatives somewhere where they don't know. Now, I don't know how that rationale works, okay? Now, other religions do just as ridiculous thing. The Hindu religion, the Islam, Muslim religion, they're all the same. That's why the Bible in Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." They can't make it. And so you need the righteousness that comes from Jesus Christ. And that's where, if you're sharing the gospel, you tell people, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came and died on the cross of Calvary. And then in 3 days, rose again. And in Romans chapter 10, it says, whoever confess that he is Lord and believe in your heart that Jesus, God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So that's the gospel message. And what you have to do is believe by faith. There's nothing you can do. You can't buy you can't burn enough money to get to heaven. You just believe that this Jesus died for you. So this is the Roman road. This is how you share the gospel with people in Romans. And then we get to chapter 12 of Romans. And there, Paul switch gears, and then instead of talking to those who need the Lord, he's talking to Christians now.
Now,
back then, it's the same as now. There are a lot of people that are real Christians that go to churches.
在那個年代和我們現在都是一樣，有很多人都去教會的。
But there's something that a lot of Christians haven't done.
但有很多基督徒是沒有做到的。
They haven't surrendered their lives to the Lord in service.
但他們沒有將自己的生命去委身在神的工作
上面。There's some people that believe that if you don't do that, you can't be a real Christian.But that the fact of the matter is, Paul is speaking to Christians right now in Romans 12.
但在羅馬書十二章的話，就係保羅就係同呢個嘅基督徒去講説話。
And he's telling the Christians they need to do something.
佢哋講基督徒係要做一啲嘅事情。
So that tells me, because I have a fairly rational mind, that I am a Christian now. I've already received Jesus. My name is in the Book of Life.
當我諗到嘅時候，我就係一個基督徒，我嘅名字喺個生命冊上面。
But I also need to do something.
但我亦都係需要去做一啲嘅事情。
It is called putting your bodies and your essence, who you are, as living sacrifice.
能夠係將你嘅身體、你嘅一切去獻上作為活祭。
And you know, some people call it different thing, the second act of grace, on and on, different things. But this is talking about putting yourself as a living sacrifice.
有好多人講呢個係第二種嘅恩典，但係我哋所講嘅係要將你自己身體獻上當作活祭。
Now I'll tell you what that means.It doesn't mean I make a commitment. I have spoken to so many conferences. And at the end of conference, we call people in to make a commitment to Jesus Christ. First, we tell them you want to receive Jesus, right? Become a Christian. Then, the second thing we do is, and I've done it so many times, ask them to come if you want to commit your life to Jesus Christ. And in a missions conference, I would say, will you be willing to serve the Lord in the overseas missions, right?
在宣教會議上面，你就會問你究竟願唔願意去將你嘅身體，即係去獻上去為神服侍呢？
But the first question that they need to answer when it comes to this is this.
但第一個問題，佢哋要去首先去回答嘅。
Are you willing to surrender your life as a living sacrifice?
你究竟係願唔願意將你嘅身體係完全嘅委身俾我哋
？The word is surrender. The word is surrender.
講到呢個嘅完全嘅委身。
Not making a commitment.
唔係去做呢個嘅決定。
Not making commitment, I'll come to church every week.
唔係去決定去每日翻嚟教會。
Not making commitment, I'll teach Sunday school.
唔係決定去教呢個嘅主日學。
No, surrendering before the Almighty God and saying anything you want me to do and be, I will.
完全嘅委身係話神，我喺度，你願意做任何嘅事情。
That is a huge difference.
一個好大嘅分別。
So the Apostle Paul in Romans 12, verse 1 and 2.Says, I beseech you, I beg you, I plead with you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
所以保罗喺呢个十二章第一节、第二节里面就系佢恳求佢哋嘅当时基督徒系去咁样做。
And after that, he talks about how the Holy Spirit now will give you grace.
之后佢就讲到呢个嘅圣灵会俾到你恩典。
Grace to live out a life that is amazing.Not only would you have spiritual gifts that God would give you, but He will enable you to do things that you cannot do otherwise. You can impact people, change lives, turn people around. And you can do that because the Spirit of God is working in you. So you see, this is what we have. So you have a person who don't know the Lord under the wrath of God, all the way to becoming a Christian and then becoming surrendered to the Holy Spirit. And then when he gets through with that, he begins to talk about relationships. First, relationship with the world, with the government, with all these things. He talks about that. And when we get to chapter 14, it talks about relationship within the church. And a couple of weeks ago, I preached on a message about that. And this one continues with that. See, one of the problems in the church, in every church, it's not just CBC or anything, it's every church.
唔單止我哋教會，係其他嘅教會都係一樣有呢個嘅問題。
People don't get along。
好多人都係唔中意對方嘅。
You don't disagree with that, right? That's not surprising. People don't get along。
大家都係唔會係去發覺得到。
You know why people don't get along?
點解啲人係唔願意去？
Because people from all over the place, people from everywhere。
啲人喺唔同嘅地方嚟到。
That's why a lot of times churches are about 30 people。
很多时候教会譬如说三十四十人的教会
In fact, if you do some studies, I did that in New York City, there's about 150 churches in New York.
如果大家做过的研究在纽约市大概有150间
And they average about 30-35 people.Now, there's some big churches. Our church was real big. Other churches were big, but most of them are very tiny. One of the reasons why churches are small is because they don't get along. So they get along with the few people they have. You can get along with 30-35 people, and if you don't like somebody, you get mad at them, 30 of you kick one out, right? That's not a problem.That's simple. But when you have a big church, there's no way the whole church is your whole family. So you got a lot of people coming. And if this is a good church, in other words, a church that's evangelistic and really outreaching, what's going to happen is they're going to bring a lot of different kinds of people. Some rich people, some poor people.In fact, back in those days, they used to have mixed ethnic people. You see, in Rome, everybody spoke Greek, right? They can speak Latin, but mostly Greek is the language of the empire. You can be Jewish, you can be Roman, you can be Turkish, you can be African, you speak in Greek.So they all come together in the church. And suddenly everybody is, wait a minute, I don't do this, I don't eat that, I don't eat these problems. And for that church to stay together requires supernatural spiritual power.And so that's what the Apostle Paul is talking to them about. In fact, there's one church, the only church I know in the Bible that I read about that is an amazing church, is the church in Antioch from Acts chapter 13. It is a church that was made up of so many different kinds of people, and it describes them. There are five distinctly different leaders there.Yet it was a really godly church. It was a really mission-oriented church. It was a church that is the model of what churches should be. In fact, it was in that church that the people were called Christians for the first time.Because they looked at these people in Antioch and said, what are they? They're crazy people. What should we call them? Oh, let's call them Christians. So the Apostle Paul is speaking to the Christians in Rome and said, you guys have to get along with each other. There's a lot of reasons for that. One main reason is your testimony to the world. When you're disunified and when you're fighting with each other, that does not bring glory to God. And so this passage talks about it, but I'm going to focus on just one verse.Verse 17. Paul was not just talking about what they were eating. Now, you say, what is this? What's the issue about the eating?Back in those days, this is really important for them. It's not as important for us here.There were people that were Jewish. You know, Jewish people can't eat a lot of stuff, right? They definitely cannot eat pork chops. So they really miss out on some really delicious char siu and stuff. They can't eat that stuff. Also, there's another group of people. They're not Jewish, they're Greek, they're Romans, right? Before they were Christians, they ate.Everything, no problem. But some of the things they ate was worship or presented to idols. You say, what is that about? Let me tell you, this is what happens. Okay. I'm going to worship. When I go to worship, I have to bring things. You know, Chinese people too, they bring things. So we bring some food, some meat. Okay, we go there, we worship at the temple, you know, Apollo, okay? And I give the meat and money, whatever, right? Okay, after I leave, the priest there, they take the stuff. They use the stuff for themselves and they'll eat the meat for themselves. But a lot of people bring stuff every single day.
But
there's not that many priests, they can't eat everything. So what they do is they take the meat and other stuff and they go to the market. And they'll sell it to make money. Now, because they got it through the temple, they sell it at a discount. It's not the same thing as Kroger's, or, you know, they sell it cheaper. So you and I, we're going, oh, we got to buy some meat for my family, you go to the market. And here's the market, chicken is, you know, this much, and chicken here is a little cheaper because it was from the idol worship, from the temple. I don't care. I worship those things. I buy it. I eat it, right? All my life, I do that. But suddenly, I become a Christian. And I remember all those idol worship connected with those chicken and the beef that I got by, right? And I can't do it. I can't do it. And so I come to the church, and I'm not eating those meat. I'm not eating meat at all. So you have the Jewish people who have problem with pork, you have these people who have problem with meat offered to the idol, right? But there's a bunch of Christians who may have gone through that, but they realize that everything is clean before God. And so because of that, I can eat anything. You know, if that steak is cheaper, I'd rather eat it because I save some money. But that's a problem with some people.
So they were
having really conflicts in the church based on this. Now, it's not only this, though. Because that's a principle, that is not specific. We don't have those problems here. We don't have a problem with somebody eating certain things. Now, we may have, in America, we may have some issue with drinking alcohol. Now, I want to tell you, drinking alcohol is not a sin. Alcohol itself is not a sin. Being drunk is a sin. That's what the Bible tells us. But Bob and I, we don't drink. Not because we think it's a sin to drink. But because of this principle. Because I know that in churches, there are people that may have been former alcoholics. And they're fighting that urge. And then they say, oh, Pastor Dan drinks. Okay, so I can drink too. So they drink and they get drunk, and you know what? They sin in their lives, and it's because of me. That's the reason I don't. Now, there's other things too, the clothes we wear, how we, you know, etc., all these things. But the principle there is this. There are things more important than that. Verse 17, for the kingdom of God. What we care about is the kingdom of God. What is it that God is interested in? What is most important to us? It's not whether I eat this or I drink that. It's not whether I wear this clothes or I sing this song. It is about the kingdom of God. And so he says here, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating, drinking, but of righteousness. God is interested in the cleanliness of our lives. Can we be righteous if we eat meat? Can we be righteous if we don't eat meat? Sure. It's an issue of following after God.
最重要的是我们要怎样去跟从神。
Now remember, he's talking to Christians. He's not talking about the righteousness that saves us. He's not talking about that because we're saved already.
我们讲到基督徒，而不是讲到一些的罪，一些的牵即是牵涉的公义。
He's talking about how we live out our lives in righteous ways.
我们怎样在我们的生命里面去活出这个公义。
And if we mistreat one another, that is not righteous. If we do something because we say, why can't I do that? I, that's my right. Well, that's not right. What we need to do is look at what is right before God and do it. I'm
going
to mention to you, I'm not sure if I did 2 weeks ago, but one of the things that's happening today, there's a big struggle with the Southern Baptists.
我唔知道兩個禮拜前有冇同大家講喺呢個嘅南浸信會聯會裡面有一個好大嘅紛爭。
Now, the Southern Baptists, our denomination, is the biggest denomination in the country.
我哋嘅南浸信會聯會係全國最大嘅一個嘅分部。
And they're struggling through something that might really blow it up.
佢哋所掙扎嘅裡面係能夠可以發達一個好大嘅事情。
One of the things is exactly this righteousness thing.They're having a tough time deciding what is righteous. You would think we got that right. We got the Bible, right? But there's something that's coming up that is really scary. And those of you younger, you can probably Google this. I told the English congregation to do that.In our last convention, the Southern Baptist Convention, we embraced and adopted what is called Resolution 9.
我们是在这个联会里面去接纳了这个叫做 Resolution 9.
And that resolution is stating this thing called critical race theory.
这个的里面 的 resolution 是讲到一些的种族的一些的事情。
And that the term critical race theory, you Google that, that's really important. It's in a lot of churches today.
是讲到这个的种族 critical races 这个的名词呢是影响到很多教会的。
And another phrase that's attached to that is the word, all right? And that is, I missed that one. There's another word with it that is connected. And I explain what critical race theory means. Critical race theory simply says this. Racism is something that happens if you are in power. It is not what you say or think.It is just that you are in power. So, for instance, in CBC, because Chinese people are in power, we are racist toward everybody else.
如果譬如我們用我們教會為例，我們有很多中國人，那我們在中國裡面是有能力可以排擠其他的人。
So, in the country, in the Southern Baptists, because the people that are in power are white, then white are the racists.
我好像，即很多時候講到，如果在南浸信會聯會裡面有很多白人，
And remember I told you, when you say something, this is sin, they'll say, you're a racist. Yeah. And so this is what we have to be concerned about. What's happening is the Southern Baptist is embracing a philosophy in which truth doesn't matter, right doesn't matter, wrong doesn't matter, it's whether you are racist or not.
很多时候这个的联会里面现在所願意去接納嘅就係講到呢一個嘅定論，而唔係講到究竟呢個嘅係對或者係錯嘅問題。
And then they add on that sexism. They add on that now it gets a little weary here. They add on that their genderism.
唔單止係仲有一個嘅問題，就係包括咗呢個嘅性別歧視嘅問題。
And so righteousness doesn't matter anymore. Righteousness is not in the Holy Spirit at all. Righteousness is whatever society is telling us.
这个的公义都是不再重要，也都是即是听从了这个世界向我们所讲的东西。
And it's coming into our church.
也都是慢慢渗入在我们的教会。
It is coming into our denomination.
来到我们的派别里面。
They embraced it this year.
他们去接受了这个事情。
I mean, it's very troubling.
也都是非常有问题的事情。
And I don't know where it's going to go. We're praying about it and encouraging people to just do Bible study on it.
雖然我哋唔知道將來會發生咩事情，但我哋仍然為著呢件事情去祈禱，繼續查考聖經所講嘅。
But the scripture said the kingdom of God is righteousness in the Holy Spirit.
但我哋講到神嘅國係公義，係透過神嘅靈俾到我哋有呢個公義。
And we need to be really, really careful how we deal with this.
我哋係需要非常嘅去小心謹慎去處理。
You know, Barbara and I were talking to each other about it, and we were just researching some of the things.And we're discouraged. I mean, we're discouraged because like Crew, former Campus Crusade, they're doing that even more. InterVarsity, they're doing that even more. They're going into all these social things, and they are not dealing with the righteousness that comes from God.
很多時候牧師師母在裡面做一些的調查，都是發覺有很多的組織都是慢慢 去深入去這些的。
Yeah, the second phrase that I forgot earlier, the word is called intersectionality. Intersectionality.
牧師所intersectionality.
So you have critical race theory, intersectionality. Intersectionality says basically the race issue connected with the sexism issue, the gender issue, and any other issue, they intersect together. And so suddenly, I'm afraid that our churches eventually are going to say, wait a minute, you can't have any, you know, definitive stance on homosexuality, you can't have any definitive stance on women in ministry or whatever it is that we have, or anything like that. So be careful with that.